Day 9 or January the 9th. How does God affect your daily life? Our thought today is rooted in Genesis chapter 26, verse 28. We saw clearly that the Lord was with you. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Abraham marries again. This time he has 6 sons with Keturah. They all miss out on Abraham's wealth as only Isaac, the favourite, inherits. Isaac has 2 sons with Rebekah. One is very hairy, so is called Esau, which means hairy. His brother is much smoother and is named Jacob. Esau is an outdoors man and relates to his father, but his brother Jacob is quieter and prefers to stay at home with his mother. Needless to say, with so little in common, they don't get on particularly well. Both are subject to different influences, godly ones as well as parental ones. Jacob, under his mother's influence, becomes a good cook and one day prepares a bowl of red stew, which his brother Esau impetuously exchanges for his priceless birthright. Jacob always seems to be self-centred, but he does turn to God when he's in trouble. Esau, on the other hand, never gives God a thought whatever life throws at him. Their father Isaac does his best for his family, but sadly he has a favourite twin son, while his wife's favourite one is the other twin, and this is a problem that affects the whole family. Both sons need a godly influence, but rarely see it in their parents. And now our action step for today. Of all 4 patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, Isaac is the one about whom we know least, and yet we have a lovely glimpse of him in Genesis chapter 26. In the midst of negotiations about well digging, Isaac's opponents say something quite striking. They tell him that they can see clearly that God has been with him. I believe if we can keep this thought in our minds, it will, with God's help, enable us to be a sweeter fragrance for God wherever we go. Why not make a conscious effort to encourage others to react to you like this today? It really doesn't matter if you never hear about it, does it?